We've been learning together here in the yeshiva the seventh perek of Maseches Brachos, which discusses the halachos of Zimun. There is a question, which is an important question of itself, but has some interesting halachic ramifications as to whether the obligation of Zimun is midoraisa or midrabanan. When three men eat together, they have obligation to say the Zimun. Is that a chiv midoraisa or a chiv midrabanan? The Gemara at the very beginning of the perek derives the source of the obligation from Psukim. Kalul Hashem iti, Rama Mashmo Yachtov, Kishem Hashem Ekroh V'Ugodo Le'lokeinu. One could easily understand that makes the requirement a din daraisa. Or do we assume that no, that it's just an esmachta, and really it's a chiyuv midrabbanan? The Gemara later, Mem Ches Mem Beis, also darshins v'chalto v'savato v'irachta. Each word or phrase of that pasuk is referring to a different bracha of benching, and it has one phrase for zimun. So just like we assume that the first three brachos of benching are midaraisa, maybe zimun should also be an obligation that is midaraisa. And this is a machlokas harishonim, that there were rishonim who said that's correct, that zimun is a chiyuv midaraisa. The Tur mentions this in passing in Siman Kuf Peches in the name of the Ravid, and this is also the sheet of the Yireim. And there were other rishonim who said no, that all the psukim are asmachtas, and the obligation of zimun is midarabanan. That's the opinion of the Ra'ah and the Ritva and the Meiri, all at the beginning of the Perek, that in fact Zimun is Midrabanan. It may be possible to split between different aspects of the obligation of Zimun, or Zimun Bishlosha when you have three, and Zimun when you have ten. So, for example, the Gemara says on Daf Nun that in the Reish Galusa's house there were so many people, it was a big balagan, they couldn't hear the Zimun. So they couldn't be Yotze with the Zimun that way. So they wanted to split off. The Chacham wanted to split off and make their own little Zimun. Now, in general, if you have 10, you're not allowed to make a Zimun with less than 10. You have to be part of the Zimun of 10. If you have 20, so then you can split off into your own group of 10. But to split off into a pirate Zimun of 10 would have been embarrassing. It would have been insulting to the Reish Galusa, so they split off into groups of 3. So even though, in general, that's not allowed. So the Rashba says, what would have happened if they would have made a Zimun of 10? So he says, in one version, one answer that he suggests is nothing would have happened. It just would have been insulting. So it's Kavod HaBrios. And Kavod HaBrios overrides Dinam Dirabanan. Zimun is Dirabanan. So some derive from here that the Rashba holds that it's Dirabanan. The Chazanish says no. He holds it's Daraisa, but the extra obligation of having a Zimun of 10 is Midirabanan. The additional stage of having the Elokeinu, the 10, that's what's the Midrabanan. There are those who say the exact opposite, that Zimun, when you only have 3, is Midrabanan. When you get to 10, that already knocks it up to a Din Daraisa. So then event, the Machlokas HaRishonim, what are the halachic ramifications? So I want to mention two. Number one, there's a discussion in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, let's say some people ate Kidei Sviya, and they're chayven benching Midaraisa, and some people only ate less than a kedei sviya. They had a kezayis of bread, but less than a full satiation. They're chayav midrabanan in benching. So he writes, it's proper for someone who ate kedei sviya to be the one to lead the benching. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's if they're going to be doing it like they did in the olden days, like some communities, let's say Temanim still, some groups of Temanim still do, that the mezamein is motzi everybody in benching. So then, to have someone who is only chayv midrabanan to be motzi people who are chayv midaraisa would be problematic. But if he's just doing the zimun and everyone benches to themselves like we commonly do, then it wouldn't really be a problem. The whole obligation of zimun, according to Rov Poskim, the Mishnah Berurah says, is midrabanan. So to have someone who's chayv midrabanan to lead the benching would not be a problem. Here's a much more common case. What about a bar mitzvah boy? So in Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes, the Mechaber writes that we even count for a zimun a katan. But the Rama writes, we don't count the Kadon. We wait until the 13, and then we assume that they're a Gadol. What do you mean we assume that they're a Gadol? That really, in order to be an adult in Halacha, a person has to be, a boy has to be 13, and have Shtei Saros, have indications of physical maturity. So we don't really check, but we assume that once they reach 13, Mistama, they also have Shtei Saros. So that assumption we only make when it comes to Mitzvos Midrabanan. We don't make that assumption for Mrs. Daraisa. So we're knowing that we let a bar mitzvah boy lane. We let him be the shliach tzibur, but we don't let him lane Parshas Zohar because we're not going to make that assumption when it comes to mitzvos midaraisa. So the Rama writes, we would count a boy for a zimun once he reaches the age of 13 on the assumption that that he's already has shtei saras. So the Magen Avraham writes and the Mishnah Berurah writes that's true if we have the minhag that like we do nowadays that he's not going to be motzi others in benching in Birchas Hamazon because Birchas Hamazon is deraisa, right? But if he's just doing the zimun, which we assume is midirabanan, so that we have no problem with. It's interesting to note that the Chazon Ish thought that the Ikar Lalacha was that Zimun itself is deraisa. Would come out according to this. The Chazon Ish doesn't say this, but others make the very small jump. If that's the case, then maybe a 13-year-old boy shouldn't lead the Zimun at all, or shouldn't even be counted for a Zimun until we know they have Shtei Sara. So I don't know if you want Akedah Kach, they shouldn't even count for a Zimun. And all would agree that if there's only a Zimun, if there's only three, and he's one of the three, it wouldn't be a problem for him to lead the Zimun, because Marav Shach, either he's really a Gadol and it's no problem, or no one's Chayav in Zimun anyway. But if there's a Zimun without him, then according to the Chazon Ish, he shouldn't be the one to lead the Zimun. The Minhag Olam is not like that. The Minhag Olam is like the Mishnah Berurah, that we assume that Zimun is midrabanan, and we have no problem with the 13-year-old boy leading the benching. And in fact, Aruch HaShulchan writes that it was customary at Bar Mitzvah, at the Bar Mitzvah itself, the Seuda, that there are a lot of people there, and the Bar Mitzvah boy would be the one to lead the benching. So the Minhag Olam is based on that assumption that Zimun is midrabanan. Have a great day. Please stack some chairs on your way out.